What really happened? Poirot repeated. He reached behind him, drew forward a chair, and sat down. His manner was now friendly, informal. It is a question, is it not? For the digitoxin was taken. The syringe was missing. There was the mark of a hypodermic on Mrs. Boynton's wrist. It is true that in a few days' time we shall know definitely, the autopsy will tell us, whether Mrs. Boynton died of an overdose of digitalis or not. But then it may be too late. It would be better to reach the truth tonight, while the murderer is here, under our hand. Nadine raised her head sharply.
You mean that you still believe that one of us, here in this room?
Her voice died away. Poirot was slowly nodding to himself. The truth. That is what I promised Colonel Carberry. And so, having cleared our path, we are back again where I was earlier in the day, writing down a list of printed facts and being faced straightway with two glaring inconsistencies. Colonel Carberry spoke for the first time.
Suppose now we hear what they are, he suggested.
Poirot said with dignity,
I am about to tell you. We will take once more those first two facts on my list. Mrs. Boynton was taking a mixture of digitalis, and Dr. Gérard missed a hypodermic syringe. Take those facts and set them against the undeniable fact, with which I was immediately confronted, that the Boynton family showed unmistakably guilty reactions. It would seem, therefore, certain that one of the Boynton family must have committed the crime. And yet, those two facts I mentioned were all against the theory. For you see, to take a concentrated solution of digitalis, that, yes, it is a clever idea, because Mrs. Boynton was already taking the drug. But what would a member of her family do then? Ah! Ma foi. There was only one sensible thing to do. Put the poison into her bottle of medicine. That is what anyone with a grain of sense and who had access to the medicine would certainly do.